This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to 6 Minute English with me, Rob.
And me, Finn.
Now, Finn, I'd like to start by asking you, how many job interviews have you had?
Oh, that's difficult. Maybe 10 interviews in my life.
10. That's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And do you enjoy going to job interviews?
Oh, I absolutely adore them.
I thought so.
I'm joking. Who does? Nobody does.
Yeah, well, for me, they are torture. I hate being grilled by a panel or group of people. I know I can do the job, but I hate having to convince them. Today, we'll be discussing some odd job interviews and looking at some related vocabulary. So, Finn, are you ready for your first interview question?
Yes, Rob, I'm raring to go.
Good to hear. Well, it's important to know what type of job you're being interviewed for. Some job titles are a bit exaggerated. So, what type of job has been named a field nourishment consultant? Is it A, waitress, B, a school dinner lady, or C, a petrol station assistant?
Oh, right. I think that is B, a school dinner lady.
Interesting choice. Mm. I'll let you know if you're wrong or right later on.
Okay, and if I get the job.
Let's talk more about job interviews. A traditional interview usually involves being asked a list of questions, and sometimes you have to give a short presentation.
Yes, questions like, why do you want this job? Or, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Yeah, that's a tricky one to answer. But some interviewers, the people who ask the questions, go a bit further and ask the interviewees, the people being interviewed, to do some inappropriate things.
You mean they're asked to do things that are not really relevant to the job, such as Alan Bacon, a university graduate who last year was asked to do a dance as part of his interview.
Yeah, well, maybe the position or job was for a dancer or a children's entertainer.
Well, no, it was actually for a job as a sales assistant in an electronics shop. So, someone who works on the shop floor, giving advice to customers about what to buy. There's no dancing involved.
Okay, well, let's hear from him now. What did he do at the interview to look positive, and how did he really feel about doing a dance?
We all wanted the job. Some of us are desperate, like myself, and the idea is just to keep smiling and go for it. On the surface, I had to look positive. I was smiling, I was laughing along with it, but inside I felt degraded and humiliated, especially.
Oh, poor Alan. He felt degraded. So he lost respect from other people, and he felt humiliated. So he felt embarrassed and ashamed.
So that's how he felt on the inside, but he wanted the job, so he put on a brave face, a positive attitude and a smile on his face. He even laughed.
And, well, later on he did complain, and he got an apology.
Okay, but experts say there are now too many candidates chasing too few jobs, so companies are trying unorthodox, non-traditional ways of recruiting people to see who stands out.
Yes, well, in any job interview, it's good to leave a lasting impression. That means to get noticed and make people remember you. And I suppose doing a dance is a good way of breaking the ice. Making people feel relaxed. But being asked to do something outside your comfort zone also seems a bit unfair to me.
Yes, but I guess if you want that job, you'll do anything.
Well, almost.
I've heard about people who've had to sing at an interview and also role-playing, pretending to be someone else and acting out a situation.
I find just being asked odd or random questions in an interview can make me feel uncomfortable. And a US employment website carried out a survey about this and discovered some strange questions.
Yes, they did, such as, how would you cure world hunger? And if you were a computer program, which one would you be? So here's one for you, Finn. If you were a word in the English language, which word would you be?
Which word would you be? Oh, come on, that's unfair. Just asking like that, that's outside my comfort zone, Rob.
Indeed, but I'm trying to break the ice here, Finn.
Anyway, very good.
Never mind, I'll give you the job anyway. Seriously, there's no perfect way to interview someone for a job. If you're having a job interview, My advice would be to keep calm, think before you speak, and if you're asked to do something inappropriate, tell them how you feel about it.
And if all else fails, you could use a bribe. Mm-hmm. What do you think? No?
Not recommended. No? Not okay. Recommended. However, you can bribe me to get the answer to today's question.
No, I don't think I need to. I think I've got the answer right.
Okay, let's find out. Earlier, I asked you if you knew what a field nourishment consultant really is.
I said B, a school dinner lady.
Yes, so it could be a man as mm-hmm. well, yes.
Is it right?
It's something to do with food, but it's not school dinners.
Oh, no.
It's actually a waitress.
Or waiter. Okay, very good.
I wonder how we could describe our jobs. Maybe we could be educational dissemination executives.
Oh, yes, very, very grand.
I like that. Yes. Mm. We hope you've enjoyed today's 6 Minute English. Please join us again soon for another programme.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.